The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Now, Irish cities may soon be able to introduce a tourist tax, with a Fianna Fáil motion in support of it to be presented to the Seanad this week. It would allow local councils to introduce a levy on overnight accommodation for visitors, and the Housing Minister, James Brown, has no opposition to the move. So would local communities benefit from the additional income, or would we only be deterring people from making an overnight stay? I'm joined by the Chief Executive of the Irish Hotels Federation, Paul Gallagher, and Dublin Green Party Councillor Michael Pidgeon, and you're both welcome to the programme. Paul, you're very much opposed to the notion of this tourist tax, aren't you?
Yeah, I am, Claire. I think, you know, Ireland is a very expensive destination already for tourists to come to. We see Eurostat say we're the most expensive country in the EU for services. So it's true that we are an expensive economy. It's difficult to get here. We're an island, so you have to fly. We don't have the same advantages as other locations across Europe where you have interconnectivity with trains or a tunnel in the case of the UK. So we are very reliant on air travel. And if Ireland gets too expensive, visitors may choose to go somewhere else. And I know a tourist tax, people say, but that's no amount of money at all. Hotels pay significant money already for services provided by our local authorities, and tourists who don't have a vote shouldn't be charged. And of course, domestic citizens stay in Irish hotels. If they're coming from Cork to Dublin, they would be paying double taxation if they were to stay in a hotel. So it's really not a fair system.
It looks, though, as though the momentum now is moving towards this being introduced, or at least councils having the freedom to introduce it. Would you agree?
Yeah, look, I think there's been a lot of pressure over the last number of years by councillors, particularly in Dublin and then in the other council offices around the Greater Dublin area. You know, and whilst it may be coming, you know, at every opportunity when I ask anyone who comes to speak on this issue, what is the purpose of it? We get really very little, if any, detail at all. And, you know, spokespersons have said it's only 12 million, it's only 20 million, it's only 100 million. I think, quite honestly, if I was creating a plan for the improvement of Dublin for the benefit of everybody who comes and the citizens who live here, I'd like to know what the action plan was first, what is going to be delivered, and rather than talk about the money first. I think, you know, we may discover that we're less resistant if we really understood what was going on. Okay. And no one, not one person, has ever contacted me, regardless of the numbers of interviews I've done on this subject over the last 3 years.
Well, let's find out if Michael Pidgeon has any answers now, Dublin Green Party councillor. Michael, what would be the purpose of this tax, which Paul says ultimately would be damaging for the tourism industry?
I can give a direct answer as an example. Maybe he wouldn't want to spend it like this, but 12 million a year would be roughly what would be raised by a 1% service charge or a hotel tax in Dublin City Council. That would be 250 in and around full-time cleaners, street cleaners. So there's one example of what you want to do. Now, you might say, actually, we'd prefer 30% of the money to go into parks or something other than street cleaning, cultural events, that sort of thing. That's absolutely fine. But I think the reason the conversation starts with the money is because that's ultimately where a lot of ideas go to die in city councils, because you just don't have the funds for them. So as a city councillor, I'm always looking for ways to improve the city. And whether you're running a hotel or a city council, you always know you have to invest some money in order to get a return. And this, I think, is an idea whose time has come. You mentioned that there's a lot of momentum behind it. I think that's because a lot of people travel, sometimes are levied with this tax. No one likes a tax, but you don't really mind it. That's been my experience, to be honest. When it's a very low level, 1% on your hotel bill, and it's going to the city or the town you're visiting, I've never really minded that. I suspect most people are the same.
Do you understand, though, why the Irish Hotels Federation would be worried about it, Michael? Do you get Paul's point?
I understand why the Hotels Federation would lobby against a tax facing the hotel sector. That totally makes sense. They're doing their job. But like,
going to be paying it.
Well, no, but in a sense, they might, in terms of what visitors are paying. Paul used to be manager of Buzzwells, which is a great hotel. I looked at the room rate for tonight, for example. It would be a last minute booking, so it's higher than usual, be €302. If we had a 1% charge, that bill would be €305. I don't think there is anyone in the world who was thinking, no, I'm not going to go to Dublin. 302 is fine. 305, I'm out. I don't think it makes that substantial a difference. And if you look at cities which have hotel taxes, which I think are too high, which I wouldn't apply here, like Amsterdam, that's a 12.5% rate. And they've studied it. there and they found it hasn't had a measurable impact on tourism. So I think kind of a 1 or 2% charge is not going to move the dial in any substantial way. But for the city, it could mean we have measurably cleaner core city centre. It could mean we're investing or building a new park every single year. There's lots we could do with that funds.
Mm. Would it apply to people staying in Airbnbs, short-term lets?
Yes, I think it should. This depends entirely on how the government would structure it themselves, but I think it should. But ultimately in Dublin, I'm seeing a lot of Airbnbs are in, this is a separate issue, but they're in full-time homes that I'd love to just see back as housing. But for those Airbnbs or apart hotels or whatever are there, I think it's best to include all of those things in there because otherwise you end up kind of diverting people into different sectors.
Okay, just when Michael puts it that way, Paul, if you look at the Buzzwells example, €302 to €305 with this tax, it doesn't seem like a game changer.
No, I think no, it doesn't seem like a game changer. But Michael's example of what might be used with the tourist tax, 250 street cleaners. I mean, there would be one on every street waiting for you to drop something. I think, you know, that's really why I find, you know, the reason for the tax so unclear. And I think anyone listening to this program would think the same. You know, we don't really understand what they want the money for, and they don't understand themselves. And as a business person, if I was trying to ask a board of directors for more money for something, I would be expected to bring to the table what the money was for. There would be a clear argument, what was it for and what were the benefits? And then consideration would be given as to whether or not I was going to get that investment.
So you think that what Michael should be saying is specifically this is what the money should be for, rather than giving us broad brush examples?
Yeah, because there's a hole in Dublin City Council's budget of about €12 million. So I contend that this money would just fill the hole and Dublin would still be as dirty as it is right now.
Is that what's going to happen, Michael?
No, I think that's essentially just not true. Local councils, by law, have to have balanced budgets every year. It's actually a problem. I think they should be able to borrow a bit more than they currently do. But by law, we have to have a balanced budget. And if we don't pass it, the minister actually dissolves the entire council. I lose my job. It's a terrible system. But there's no hole in the budget. This is about extra spending that we'd like to do. And if you have some ambition or interest in the city, you should be thinking of lots of ways to do it. I named a couple of specific examples. He's right that I don't have a plan of projects that are ready to go, because at this stage, we're still just asking government to give us the ability to set any sort of charge. Once we get there, I'm more than happy to work with hotels and the tourist sector to figure out ways that we'd like to spend it. For me, street cleaning is an obvious thing because, you know, I see a lot of tourists in Dublin. It's very visible that there's waste on the street, even though we are trying to do better on street cleaning. It seems very obvious that that's an initial target. But if you've got other ideas, I'm always open to them. But fundamentally for me, I don't want to start saying, oh, we're going to clean up Dublin, we're going to fix Dublin, if I don't have any extra resources to do that. Because it's just not a meaningful promise if you don't have the resources behind the pledges you're making.
Because, Paul, when I said to you, you know, the extra on the hotel night of €3, you said it wouldn't be a game changer. So I'm wondering, what is your opposition to this? Because if it was, you know, to use Michael's example, a case of having more street cleaners, surely you would welcome that.
Yeah, I would welcome Clean City, but we pay a lot of local authority tax already for clean streets and we don't get it. And that's right around the country. So Dublin hotels pay €30 million a year into the councils of Dublin for the very purpose of having cleaner streets and so on, provision services, but we don't get it. A Dublin bed tax will very quickly become an Ireland bed tax. So €3 here and there doesn't sound like a lot of money. We have very long stay guests who come from overseas, or 7 nights on average. That'd be €6 or €7 for every room. I know it doesn't seem like a lot of money, 40 or 50 or 60 euros perhaps, but every 50 or 60 euros has downstream effect that other businesses who might get a turn on those visitors may not get that revenue. And as I said at the very start, Ireland's not particularly easy to get here unless you fly, and there are plenty of other competing destinations in Europe.
Is there a question as well, Paul, around who collects this, how it will be collected, will there be an admin burden on hoteliers?
Yeah, a little bit, like, we don't really know what the intention is so far. But yeah, there would obviously be a compliance requirement. There'd be an administrative burden, obviously. Somewhere along the way, we'd have to be able to report how many guests we have, and that would have to be verified. And then clearly, a customer using a credit card to pay, the hotel would have to pay commission on that charge. And if the charge is to be made ahead of people arriving, well, then it would come through an online travel agent like booking.com, and a hotel would be paying 15% commission on that €3. So there's a lot of issues to be sorted out in the event that this might happen. But clearly, we want to see what the plan is before we talk about the money.
Okay, do you commit to that, Michael, to providing Paul and others with a firmer plan on this?
Of course. We're still waiting for government to tell us how this could be done. But like, there is also an element of like pretending that this is some sort of obscure, difficult, impossible to implement scheme. Two thirds of EU countries have it. Difficult to reach countries like Malta have it. If you go around Europe, more than likely you will face this charge. There's still plenty of tourists there. But there are also, I don't think it's beyond our means to say that given how many hotels are booked digitally and online, that a 1% charge would be levied seems like a relatively simple thing to do.
All right, Michael Pidgeon from the Green Party and Paul Gallagher from the Irish Hotels Federation. Thank you both. If you have a view on that, get in touch on WhatsApp 087 1400 106.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.